I got a question for you.
Nope.
What's heavier?
A kilogram of steel?
Or a kilogram of feathers?
Okay.
Ready? That's right.
Are you ready?
A kilogram of steel. Because steel weighs heavier than feathers. Bing bong!
Uh-oh.
Daily throat clearing.
Daily throat clearing. It's going to be about 18 more.
Yeah.
Just from me. I do it a lot.
I was going to say, you do. You do clear your throat a lot.
Not quite sure why. I think it's because I have this thing called...
Nicotine addiction?
No.
Asthma.
Man, I was going to say there's something wrong with my uvula.
Oh, that little dingly thing in the
that
back of your throat?
That little dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Mm, I want to touch it, baby.
Okay.
Okay, you got that wop.
I do got that wop. I got that weird-ass personality.
Yeah. Last week,
uh-huh.
You got a certain item from the store.
I did.
From Target.
From Target.
Manscaped. Not sponsored.
Lawnmower 2.0. Not the
3.0. The 3.0 is a little bit out of a
out of my price range. I bought the 2.0.
How is it?
It's amazing.
Magical?
It was magical.
Does it... How smooth, you know?
Silky smooth.
Silky?
No, not silky smooth.
Okay, I was going to be
a lot smoother than I thought, though.
I was going through how it would work in my head. And it's like... Like, I don't know. Like a shaving a sack with a razor. Like with a trimmer. Sorry, actually.
Yeah.
Because I do it with
same them. Thing.
What do you shave with?
What do I shave with?
Yeah.
I shave with my lawnmower.
Before that, I just used a razor.
Yeah, that shit sucked.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I know how you how you shave a ball sack with a razor. With a trimmer, I was thinking about it, and I feel like it's less efficient.
No.
No?
Trust me, no.
Do you got, like, spread out your...
Yeah.
Fucking your sack? Like, yeah. Yeah, you got like a canvas.
Yeah. You just got to pull it back a little bit.
Okay, but not silky smooth. Do you think it was softer with like blades of a razor?
No.
You think it gets the exact same job done?
I think it does better because I don't have to worry about cutting my
snagging your nuts.
Yeah, I can't. I don't got to worry about popping a hole in my sack.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I've been thinking about getting one.
Like legit.
Not that good. I need one because I don't have sex.
Yeah, no, of course not. No, nope. Listen.
Because I'm going to heaven when I'm older. When I'm an old boy, I'll go to heaven and you won't.
I'm a virgin.
You touch yourself.
Shave my nuts.
For who?
For myself. So you're saying right now that you would rather your bush be fucking...
Oh, it is fucking huge.
Huge?
Yeah.
Like fucking, what's that movie? Fuck. It's the one with, fuck, why can't I think about it?
What's the premise?
It's like, oh, the Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, yes.
His bush is fucking huge.
Yeah, with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I know that movie.
Yeah.
I know that fucking movie.
No, but works wonders.
That's good to hear. I might be purchasing one here soon, maybe.
It was like $45 at Target.
Yeah, I know.
And I got some ball deodorant.
Yeah? Have you used that?
I used it the first time.
Does it make a difference at all?
I mean, it smells better.
How often are you near your own balls?
Oh, never.
Exactly. Like, I'm never sniffing. I mean, there's that monthly try. You know, you got to get the monthly try,
obviously.
But... Yeah.
So it literally just smells like I sprayed cologne on my dick.
Okay. Would you use it as an actual cologne?
The ball deodorant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, does it smell that good that you could be like, yo, yeah, girls wouldn't know the difference. Like, girls, spray something, be like,
well, it's not like a spray, it's like a lotion.
Oh.
Like, I just sat there lathering my balls.
like you those dudes who polish bowling balls?
Yeah, yeah.
Like fucking...
So, like, I put it on the washcloth and I go,
fucking polish your balls up. Make them real shiny.
Real shiny and smooth.
So I hate to be political this soon in the podcast. I hate to get political.
I thought you said you didn't want to get political.
I'm going to get political.
Okay.
Yo, what the fuck is the difference between Sprite and 7-Up, my dude? I hate to get political this early, but what the fuck is the difference? And Ceramis. I'll throw Ceramis in there, too. They're the third-party candidate.
Okay, so actually...
All right? What the fuck is the difference?
In all honesty...
Do you taste a difference?
I think Sierra Mist tastes significantly different.
Yes.
Like, I feel like Sierra Mist just tastes like watered-down Sprite.
Okay, I agree with that.
And then I think 7-Up is just...
I think 7-Up and Sprite taste the exact same.
Well, because it's like Coke and Pepsi.
Nah, Coke and Pepsi taste different.
True.
Well...
Pretty much.
I say that, if you blind taste tested me right now, I wouldn't tell you.
Exactly.
But... If you blind taste... Fuck! Yeah, no. So, I don't...
You just hate it when politics backfire on you?
Really. Really, man. Fuck Sprite and 7-Up. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. They're crispy.
What about Mellow Yellow? You ever had Mellow
Yellow? Yeah, I have. I think that's way different than...
Yeah, but it's like the same premise. It's like a lemon-lime soda.
It is, but they have like a lot more flavor, I feel. Like, I feel like Sprite and 7-Up are on the... fucking edge of becoming a water seltzer.
No, not at all.
I don't think they have that much flavor.
I do.
I think they're like...
I definitely... So,
water...
So, like, I'll drink Sprite by itself, but, like, whenever I'm sick, I'll drink 7-Up. Or ginger ale.
Ginger ale is my go-to sick drink.
Ginger ale is my sick... It's my go-to sick drink, but sometimes my dad likes to buy me 7-Up, and he'll buy me the cherry 7-Up, and I'm like... Ooh. Chef's kiss.
Dude, cranberry Sprite. I have actually a pretty funny story with cranberries. Okay. It's cranberry Sprite, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
With LeBron James.
Yeah.
Want Sprite?
You want Sprite cranberry? Hell yeah, I do. Jamie. That's what you know, I call LeBron.
Yeah, because you know him.
When he hits me up, yeah, I'll be like, oh, hey, Jamie, what's up, man? Oh, you playing tonight? Courtside? Oh, yeah, I'll be at home. I'll watch. Sounds good. Hope the basketball goes well.
Guys, he's talking to Jamie right now.
Hi. How's the dribble? Ooh, I don't know much about basketball.
I don't know if you guys listened to last week's episode, but we discovered that Cameron is shit at basketball.
We didn't discover this. Yeah. You and I knew this. We just told them.
But like we as a community, as the Bing Bong...
as the Bing Bong
As
boy
the
community.
Bing Bong Brotherhood.
Yo! Fellowship of the Bing Bong. No, Bing Bong Brotherhood is actually pretty good. Shit. Where was I going? Sprite Cranberry. So last Thanksgiving, I had Thanksgiving at my sister's house.
Okay.
My oldest sister.
Okay.
And for the holidays, they tried their hardest to find Sprite Cranberry. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it fucking anywhere, which is so weird.
Huh? Why don't you just hit up Jamie?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, he probably has like a whole bunch, right?
He's got like a whole fridge just
dedicated to Sprite Cranberry. Hey, do this commercial. We're not going to pay you actual money to do it, but we're just going to give you
Sprite Cranberry.
Sprite Cranberry.
So you could be like the biggest supplier.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
yo, I'll give these to my homie Cameron. Maybe. So she looks everywhere to try and get them, and it's like heavily advertised. I feel.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh yeah.
Like I saw that.
Especially
fucking
around
Sprite,
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that Sprite cranberry commercial so many fucking times, but she couldn't find them anywhere. She went to like every Walmart, every Target, every like grocery store in her area. No Sprite cranberry.
Like, fuck.
So yeah, the holidays we had no Sprite cranberry. My sister was like pissed because she wanted it. She was like.
She was speaking for it. She goes, I need it.
I need your Sprite Cranberry.
Yo. She's like, yo, Jamie, I want a Sprite Cranberry, bitch. Whoa. He's like, yo, call LeBron. Bro, don't call me a bitch.
Yeah, he's the king.
And then you stepped in and you go, hey!
I go, hey, 1v1 me for a Sprite Cranberry, dog.
Hey! And then your sister goes, what? You go, I don't know, just chillax.
Hey, yo, calm down.
Hey, sit down.
The ending of the story. We went to the Virgin Islands as a family early this summer.
Yeah, because you're fucking virgin, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Those are my islands, man. I belong there.
I have one.
It's my home. Oh, yeah? Fucking,
It's the tiniest one because I paid the least for it. But
Jeffrey Epstein. I saw that island, by the way.
You did?
Yeah. Little St. Jeff's, or was it Little St. It's not Little St. John's. It's Little St. Something with a J.
Like Jeremiah.
But I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. Kind of weird. Like, that's a part of, like, history. Anyways, I keep fucking going off on this. That's kind of my fault. She spent forever looking for a Sprite Cranberry. Couldn't find any in Ohio, where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find any. Go to the Virgin Islands, go to the grocery store, which if you go to the grocery store in the Virgin Islands, they're not very big because the Virgin Islands aren't very big. The, like, number one soda on the shelf was Sprite Cranberry, and we fucking lost it. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. But, yeah.
I'd be a little upset about that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. Since we decided to get political, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
How do you poop?
Hard.
Yeah?
I poop hard.
Yeah?
Or liquid.
Oh.
I poop sitting down.
Okay.
And regularly. How often?
How often do I poop? How often do you poop?
I say twice a day.
I would say usually once a day, depending on what I eat. If I eat like some fucking spicy food, it's about twice.
If I eat a lot of cheese, it'll be probably like more times throughout the day.
That's weird. Are you lactose intolerant?
No. Because I'll poop out little deer turds. And I'll be like, oh, I got a shit, but I'm so backed up. All I can squeeze out of these little fucking turds. I'm like, fine. I throw in the towel. I quit. I'm not going to try and take a shit anymore. And I flush and I leave.
And then you gotta go back.
Yeah, and then like 2 hours later, I'm like, I can still feel the shit in me. Dude, I gotta get this out, and I'll go back and I'll do more little fucking deer turds. It's annoying.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's the most you've pooped in one day? If you give me some crazy ass numbers, I'm walking out.
11. I don't know. The most, I mean, like, when I'm sick, like if I have diarrhea. I don't know. I never counted. This does make me think. I have thought about this before. I haven't brought it up.
In the before four times.
Here we go. We're going to the before four times. what the fuck was I saying?
How often you pooped?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I remember what I was saying because I was trying to get off
You're saying something about when you're sick.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. Dude, we're fucking losing it.
Did you write that then? How do you poop?
No, did you?
No.
I mean, I could. What?
No, it just says, how do you poop?
We asked. Okay, never mind. I have a question. I can go off that.
Yeah.
So back on the topic of poop.
Uh-huh.
Poop. I had this idea a while ago, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had this idea, but each day, someone somewhere around the world will take the largest poop in the world for that day. Like today, someone in some country, in this country, in this state, maybe even in this city, maybe even in this room, will take the largest shit in the entire world for that day. And it could have been you at some point in your past.
Why the fuck do you think about this?
Because there's a couple times where I'll be taking a shit and it'll be so fucking massive. When I'm done, I'll be like, I think I just took the biggest shit in the world. Like, honestly, I think I might be the crown champ for today. And that's something that could boost your day. If your day is just absolute shit, no pun intended.
I think it was.
Maybe a little intended. If your day's being absolute shit, and then you go to take a shit, and it's really fucking large, pat yourself on the back, my dude, because you could possibly be the fattest shit of the day.
Hey, that's an achievement.
Yeah.
Do you think you've ever taken a... I think possibly at one point I could have.
Yeah.
I don't know when. It was probably when I was, like, really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
and like you just fucking it flows.
It just flows out of
you. Flows out of your butthole like Niagara Falls.
That's what I want to do right now.
You gotta shit?
I gotta shit. No. I'm okay. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see you at the end of this. Right. See at the end of this recording. Yeah. I did drink coffee this morning.
Yeah.
That usually gets your shits getting out of me.
Right
quick. Have you ever taken a shit so big, or are you ever so proud of a shit that you took a photo of it?
Never.
Really?
Never.
I've done it before.
I think it's so gross.
Dude, if I ever just like take it one time, the first time I ever did it, actually, I took a shit and it came out looking.
I'm pretty sure you sent me a picture of your shit before.
It's happened, probably.
Probably.
Probably done it. I've probably done it. I'm really proud of my shit some days. Some days I'm like, wow, good job, Cameron. Really healthy shit. No, but I only take photos of the ones that like, I think the first shit I ever took a photo of, it was so long and it was so impressive weird. And it was just one chunk. And when it came out, it was in it was in the bowl and it looked like, it looked like the letter
we're getting
C.
Too far into this. I don't like
it looked
it.
Like the letter C.
I don't like this.
And I was like, whoa.
I don't like this at all.
And so I take photos of impressive shits. Like, you ever have one that breaches the water like a whale?
No.
Yeah, you have.
I have, but just like
you ever have one head. That gets a you get a hole in one, right?
Yeah.
And it goes right into the pocket, and it fucking breaches the fucking water like a whale. Yeah. So those are the ones I take photos of. I have another poop question.
Okay.
Poop is on my mind right now, and I apologize. How do you wipe?
What do you mean?
Do you wipe standing up, sitting down? Do you wipe front to back or back to front? How do you get your toilet paper to settle? Do you clump it up in a ball? Or do you fold it neatly?
I clump it standing up from my taint to the top of my butt.
So you go standing up, ball, front to back.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How do you wipe?
I wipe. Standing up or sitting down just depends on the situation.
I don't think I've ever wiped sitting down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, are you afraid your dick's gonna touch the water? Because no. I feel that.
My dick is
my pee-pee's too tiny!
My dick's not big enough to do that!
Well, I guess I'm afraid that sometimes my dick's gonna touch the bowl, not even the water, just like the bowl where other dicks have maybe touched before. It's kind of gross. Anyways, I wipe either, I'd say majority standing up. I fold my TP in the nice little squares, and I go back to front. So we're pretty similar besides the...
So you push it towards your taint.
No. Oh, sorry. Front to back.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah. No one... Oh, dude. If you wipe back to front...
It's like fucking putting your toilet paper hanging on the wrong side.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You do that. What do you mean?
As in, it's fine if you hang it that way.
Yeah, no.
It is. It doesn't bother you that much, does it?
It doesn't bother me that much.
How? How does something that small bother you? Because it never bothers me.
Because it's just like, it's like the way that things have to be.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
For me, it is.
So would it bother you if I put this monitor on the left and that monitor on the right?
No, because this is how it's whatever. Okay, that's different. Okay?
Is it?
Because I'm not.
Because it's a minor change.
I'm not sitting in front of this all the time. Okay, whenever I'm taking a shit, dude, I don't want to turn to my left and be like, "Ooh wee, I gotta wipe." Or turn to my right, see the fucking toilet paper not facing me. Dude.
So would it bother you if? So right now in my house, right now the toilet paper is on your left when you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
If I switch that to the right side of the toilet, would that bother you?
No. Because I've taken a shit with it on both sides. So that doesn't really matter to me.
You've also taken a shit with it rolled both ways.
Yeah, and that doesn't look right.
Because you've taken a shit here.
True.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's what I thought about it is because I saw it here.
What I'm saying is
other places,
you're full of shit.
Maybe, but not as full as you, coffee boy.
I am loaded with shit right now. It is about to come out.
Okay, let's not talk about shit anymore.
We've been talking about shit for a good long time.
Yeah, it's been about 15 minutes. How the fuck do you think the first sex position was named? Like missionary.
Do you think that was the first one?
No. But like, we'll take that for instance. Not like the first one, but like just in general. Like, who the fuck was like? Was like, yeah, this is like
me when I fuck in the church.
Where they're like, yeah, this is me when I go to other countries and I try to convert people.
That was like the missions in Mexico, right?
Yeah, true.
But like, how do you think sex positions were named? Like, who the fuck was like,
yeah, we're gonna call this doggy style. Because you're fucking on all fours like a horse.
I think it's doggy style because that's the way dogs fuck.
Okay, true.
I think that makes sense. It's missionary because a dude fucked a nun. And he was like, oh, wait a second.
He goes, yo, this is my mission, Mary. It was like Sister Mary.
Yeah, Sister Mary, this is my mission. No, I think let's say missionaries at first. Because missionary is just the most.
It's the most frequently used.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I've never had sex.
I don't know either.
I've never even thought about sex.
Or anything.
Until
just now.
Until just now.
I didn't even know what that word meant until yesterday when you told me.
I told you.
Yeah, you freak. You told me what it meant. Yeah, you did. You said, this is what sex is. And I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I know. Because you threw up all over me.
I did. Because we were having sex.
We're fucking stupid. Yeah, I don't know. Missionary. How would it be named?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. That's what I'm thinking about.
How is anything named, man? We're just high as shit right now.
Yeah, I'm high on Dutch Bros.
Yeah, dude. I'm high on
Dutch Bros and nicotine.
Yo. Weddings. You been to one?
Yeah, a few. I've been to my parents' wedding.
Huh.
I was like 18 months, but...
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I think it was a year.
Is that the only wedding you've been to?
No, I've been to like 7.
Okay. I've been to a handful, and I've always had one question. That part in the wedding where they're like, does anyone object? Why the fuck do they have that?
I don't know, but haven't you ever seen those like rom-coms where like, does anybody have any objections to this wedding? And, like, the long-lost lover, he's like, I do!
Exactly. So my question is, why do they have that section? And B, what do you do after that? Like, let's say there is an objection. How does the wedding continue?
I don't think it does.
Unless like, they, it like, stops? Because
they gotta beef it out.
Because whoever just objected just made that family throw so much money down the drain. If that wedding's over after someone objects. So why have it?
Maybe it's like the last, like...
The last, like, hey, you sure you want to do this?
You guys really... It's a commitment.
That's going to be the...
If you get a divorce, you're going to hell.
That's the only pussy you're going to get for the rest of your life. Are you sure?
And he's like, I object.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just a weird thing to me. It's like, who is like... Like, imagine a wedding not having that, and then someone in the audience being like, fuck, we should really make it a part of the of the goddamn thing. If someone wants to object, they can. That's weird. Do you think it's a church thing? Because,
I think
it's a religious sense. Thing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get married by a, what's it called?
A priest.
Anyways, yeah, do you think it was like for a religious thing?
I think that would make sense.
That'd be weird. Why? Just why have it? Just fucking let people marry each other. Don't object.
Well, no, because like, I mean...
Although it'd be kind of fun.
It would be kind of funny.
It would... No, when not funny. It'd be kind of fun.
No, I think it'd be funny.
I think
When you get married...
You're going to object? Thanks,
my
guy. Any
objections? I go, I object! I love him!
And then, yeah, we get married.
Yes! Dude, and then we have kids?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to kiss you.
No, please don't. Not in front of the camera.
Not where the camera's rolling, baby.
Baby?
Baby? Not where the camera's rolling.
Why do you fly like that?
God damn.
No, but I don't know. It kind of baffles me. You know?
It's weird. Hey, do you think we have time for a shower thought?
Do you have a shower thought?
I do. I do. I have two of them.
So
let's do one. And this isn't. it's I don't know. I feel like a lot of my ideas are shower thoughts, and like we're just fucking throwing random ones in. But here's one that I actually put in the category of shower thought. We should really specify it more.
Yeah.
But I was looking at a baby the other day. I saw a baby, and get this. I don't really fuck with babies because I don't know. Because
that's a product.
Okay, whoa, there, big guy. I wasn't even going there. I meant like I don't mess with babies.
No, I'm saying that's a product of sex. Babies
are
not
a product of sex. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry, my head is, Jesus Christ.
I know where your head is.
So I don't mess with babies.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at one the other day, though.
Yeah?
One just walking around. I was like, baby, okay, what are you going to do? Be there and not be able to lift your head up, you piece of shit? Get a job! No, I was looking at one, and they all have the same noses. And I don't know if you agree with this, but I all the babies that I've seen, at least recently, all look like they have the same fucking nose. Like, they're all small, little, cute, button noses.
Well, I mean, I feel like all babies just pretty much look the same.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
I've seen some ugly-ass babies.
No, I mean, like, to a certain extent, like, yeah. Like, I feel like they all kind of just look like
Do you think the nose contributes to that? Because I think we're all born with the same nose. This is the Sharatha, is that we're all born with the same nose, and we just grow into them.
Okay.
That was my thought.
I could see that. But, like,
I don't know.
Because I do feel like a lot of babies look similar.
Okay.
Like, just in general.
Like, their face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like they all just look like little fucking...
Which is...
helpless blobs of shit.
Weird. At what point do you think we turn into ourselves? Oh, my God. We just got deep. Deep in the...
Yo, so there's this thing I learned in psychology. It's called nature versus nurture. And when you have the nature aspect of things, that's just what you learn on your own.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to do a visual complexion.
Well, yeah, no, not visual or anything specifically like that. It's just like what life teaches you. You're like, oh, this baby fell on his head. Maybe he needs to not do that. And then nurture is like what you're...
No, I know what nature versus
what you're taught, you know?
I know, dude, I've taken a psychology class.
No, you haven't. I'm just saying that's how we become us.
Yeah, mentally, but I'm talking physically. Like, how the fuck did I...
Well, it could be physically, too. You could fucking fall flat on your face and get a giant dent in your nose.
Okay, I guess.
Then your baby nose won't look the same no more.
Maybe. What happened to me? I split my fucking nose open. Nah, let's stop talking about noses. I'm done with that topic.
You're done with the noise.
We're going... The noise!
I'm done with the nose. Yo, cut that nose out, bro.
Yo, got your nose.
Okay, wait a minute. So if we're cutting the nose.
Cutting the ear? Was that a vent?
No, we're cutting the nose.
Oh, you're talking about the other shower thought?
The organ trend.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, so the other shower thought has to do with, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but like organ transplants, like let's say you need a kidney of mine. It's kind of like human recycling.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thought. Yeah, actually, yeah. We're all just fucking plastic water bottles going to a recycling plant, man.
And then there's the few that kill sea turtles.
Yeah. Fuck you guys who kill sea turtles. Tortoises.
Tortugas.
Oh, I know. Tortoises are something different.
Yeah.
Tortillas. That was the end of the shower thought.
But like, what were you thinking about? Like, what brought you to this?
I was watching YouTube and I just thought about it. I don't know.
He was watching porn.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I don't watch that.
No. I guess so. So,
yeah.
What do you think is the weirdest type of
porn
transplant?
Oh.
You're okay.
I don't know. I think
it's a skin graft.
But they're just taking your own skin.
Yeah, but that's weird.
Yeah?
Like a skin transplant to someone else.
Oh, like someone else's skin. Well, I hear with a skin graft, although I'm not sure with this. Like, let's say
They take skin from your butt cheek.
Yeah, exactly.
Or someplace not as noticeable.
But I know what it is, but like, what if what I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but the nerves stay, like, intact.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say I cut off my fucking finger, and they take some skin from my ass cheek, and those nerves stay intact, and they put it there, right? When you touch the finger, apparently the brain's like, oh, that's over here. So it feels like someone's touching your ass, is what I've heard. I have no idea, though.
You've never had a skin graft?
I told you we weren't going to talk about this.
Yeah, so Cameron got skin from his toe put onto his penis.
To enlarge it?
Yeah.
Why would you want a bigger dick?
Because mine was tiny.
Yeah, so was mine.
I had a tiny pee.
Own it! My dick hasn't grown at all since the second grade, actually.
Yo, funny story. My dick is just as big as it was when I was a baby.
Goddamn. Yeah, organ, like, skin graft is the weirdest. I don't think any of them are really weird. I think they're all, like, life-saving.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course.
But,
like,
I do...
But, like, I think, like, the weirdest, like, concept of an organ transplant.
It's crazy what we can do. So I used to have a friend in middle school. His name's Derek. I don't know if he's ever going to hear this. He had some heart problems. And a part of his heart was transplanted. He got a part of his heart replaced.
Yeah,
with that of a cow. Not even a person. He got a cow heart.
That's kind of cool. Well, they do right? that with, like, yeah.
And, well, he got three different. So he has, like, a little bit of his heart, his little bit of a cow's, and a little bit of another dude's.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wacky to me.
Yeah,
I think it's super cool.
So I don't know if this is an actual thing. You're going into the medical field.
Yeah.
So you might have a little better idea of this. So I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Super accurate, yep.
And probably not, but...
Actually, I think they are.
I was going to say, like, some of it might be, but yeah. A lot of it, I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
Like, this part, for instance, so they, like, 3D, they can, like, 3D print organs. That's a thing?
Whole organs or pieces of them?
Whole organs.
I don't think so. I don't know. What I've seen with...
Because, like, it wasn't, like, plastic, it was, like, synthetic.
Yeah,
like...
yeah. What I've seen with that is, like... Let's say a dude has a heart attack and one of his heart valves, like,
erupts.
Is dead. That's basically a heart attack. It just, you have, like, one of them is just gone, yeah. Unusable, right? They've done surgeries where, like, they take and they cut that dead piece out and they replace it with a synthetic part.
That's kind of cool.
And it keeps going. Whole ass organs, though, I'm not sure. Like, you can't, I don't think you'd be able to do that with, like, your liver or.
Yeah, probably not.
Anything like that. I don't know, though. If we could, that'd be dope, bro. We could, I mean, hypothetically, you could create a whole person, like a robot.
Yep, let's not talk about that. So my shower thought that I had was gray versus gray.
Mm. Yeah, how do you spell it?
I don't know.
You want to ask me?
How do you spell it?
The E-way.
I do the E-way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gray, when I see gray, actually... I don't think it's spelled with an A. It can be?
Yeah. That's what I'm confused about. It's because I don't know what...
Holy shit.
Yo, but still.
Gray or gray. American English alternative to spelling difference. That's so weird.
But, like, why?
Okay, I've never... I don't think... Thinking about it now, I've never seen it spelled with an A.
I have.
Like, in a book?
Not in a book, no.
Like, where?
I just don't understand. Like, why...
And it just...
Why is that a thing, though?
I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. It looks like Gary, but spelt wrong.
Gary, if you're listening to this, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Garrett, just don't ever open your mouth again.
Unless it's to kiss Cameron and I.
I want your tongue deep in my neck. Deep in my throat.
Ooh-wee.
No, I've always spelled it with an E. I've always seen it with an E. It's super weird, though. That is very strange. Why do we do
that? Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck the English language, man.
We're crazy. Fuck me, dude.
Okay.
Oh, hey, speaking of Gary, by the way, what was that little phrase he said last night?
Oh, you're talking about when we were watching a movie. We were watching Gemini Man.
And we were, what were we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Terminator. Talking about
Terminator, yeah.
Yeah, the previews.
They have a new Terminator movie coming out.
Well, it came out a while ago because Gemini Man's...
Old, true.
It's not old, but it's, like, it's old. It didn't come out recently.
Yeah, yeah.
That Terminator,
newest Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's the newest Terminator. It came on, and Garrett was like, "Wow, they're really
Milking a dead horse.
What the fuck, Garrett?
What the fuck is milking a dead horse? Now, guys, think about this. Gary is, in fact, a farmer.
He is. Oh, no, I know where you're going. Are you talking about...
Oh, God, no.
Are you talking about...
No.
Both of our minds ended up with what milking might be.
And just picturing Garrett like sitting in an open field.
Why does this cow have one udder?
With a male horse. Milking it.
Just milking that.
Garrett, is that what you meant when you said milking a dead horse?
You talking about jerking off horses, dude?
Garrett, do you jerk off horses, man?
Garrett, do you jerk off horses, man?
Garrett, I think you jerk off horses, dude. Why the fuck do you jerk off horses?
Hey, guys, if you see Garrett...
Tell him he jerks off horses.
I just got to draw a picture of Garrett jerking off a horse.
Dude, we get some fan art in of Gary jerking off a horse.
Yeah, let's get some fan art.
Guys. We'll put it on the merch. Hey, you want me to blow your mind?
Yeah, Morty's mind blowers or
Morty's mind blowers? Yeah.
Okay.
Your skeleton is always wet.
Oh, that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't like that?
No. I don't like that, especially since
it's always wet. You got a wet ass. You got a wet ass skeleton, my guy. That's what a wasp is. I wrote down in our notes WAS,
like WAP,
like WAP,
but it's WAS
because it's WAS. I was like, shit, dude, our skeleton is always moist.
How the fuck did you think of that?
How do I think of anything?
I don't know.
My brain's just always fucking going.
But I feel like you were just like...
Actually, I do know how I thought of it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it's not that crazy of a story. It's still... It's the online... I'm taking online classes right now. Mm-hmm. And for my biology lecture, if you go to the homepage of it, there's a skeleton. And I just started thinking about skeletons and how they're inside of us right now. Like, you always see one and you're like, wow, like,
that's cool.
But yeah. I don't think people ever see skeletons and be like, yo, there's one of those in me right now.
And it's wet as fuck.
Wet ass skeleton. Always. It's always wet. It's going to be wet for your entire life. Actually, that's not true. I guess if you break a bone, it could meet the air.
Well, I mean, I've broken a couple bones.
Have any gone through the skin? No. When I fucking busted my nose... And split my face in half, you could see my nose bone. Which is pretty fucking scary, because that's like my skull.
When I broke my wrist, the fifth time?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yeah, I've broken a lot of bones.
You should just get surgery on that, boy.
I should, and I almost had to, because, so, fucking funny story. This pissed me off to the max.
Okay.
So, dude, I'm living it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Doing my thing. I think I was rollerblading. I don't know. I don't remember.
Your thing was rollerblading?
No, I was rollerblading.
Oh, okay.
Because Brendan forced me.
Got it.
Went down this really tiny hill. Mm-hmm. Not even a hill. It was like a ramp that was maybe like a foot high.
In your head right now, though, it's like the fucking biggest hill ever.
No, it was tiny.
It
was tiny. Oh, it was just super steep.
Got it.
Now, I told Brendan, I go, dude, I'm not a good rollerblader. I'm not going to do that.
He goes,
no, dude, do it. You're a pussy. He didn't actually say that.
Because he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But no, he definitely called you a pussy.
Yeah. He definitely, yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. That looks really steep and I'm not good at these. And he goes, man, okay, that's okay. And I go, nah, fuck it. I'll do it. I go down, boom, broke my arm. You want to know what I did? Went to the hospital and I go, hey, my arm hurts. And they go, oh, it's just a sprain. Took some x-rays. I go, it's just a sprain.
You took x-rays and they still said it was a sprain?
Yeah.
That's some bad
medical
help, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I was in a splint for a month.
Eesh.
And it still hurts. We went back.
They were like,
this shit hurts still. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't feel like it's getting better. They looked at it again and they go, oh, well, that's crazy. Good thing you came back because you broke the growth plate in your wrist.
Oh, fuck. You got a smaller right wrist than your left
wrist. No, luckily I don't. But that's why my balls come out so far.
My
balls come out far.
Good thing they're nice and clean.
Yep. Nice and silky smooth.
Manscaped.
Yeah, but I was in a full arm cast for 3 months after that.
Damn. No, it was 2 months, and then I was in a short cast for a month, and then I had to wear another brace for another month.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeesh.
It was like a 6-month process.
Oh, boy.
Just because I fucking broke my arm. Just because I was rollerblading. Yeah, no, I've broken both my wrists probably about four times.
How many bones have you broken, like, in total?
In total? Well, because I think I broke 2 bones in my right wrist. I think 1 in my left. I broke my pinky. I fucked up my knee. It's not a bone. I tore my MCL.
Okay.
And I like stretched my ACL, and then I fucked up my meniscus.
So your knee's just fucked.
My knee's fucked. I have a disease in my other knee. I fucking broke both my ankles.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit!
I'm like an old man.
Yeah, you gotta drink more milk.
No, it's funny that you say that actually, because my dad and I make this joke all the time.
I drink all the milk.
If you listen to this podcast, you know I drink all the milk.
He'll dude catch Isaac with an empty milk glass. Constantly.
It will be filled. Eventually.
No, but he'll drink it so fucking fast it'll be empty.
I actually do.
He's a milk guzzler.
I'm not a glizzy gobbler. I'm a
milk guzzler.
I'm a milk muncher. That sounds gross. That
milk
sounds
muncher?
Like sounds like I'm eating just
titties?
No. Oh.
No.
I was
talking about expired
milk.
I'm a milky muncher.
That's gross. No, it's not.
It's hot. Disgusting.
You have something in here.
Which one?
Makeup as a child.
Oh, okay. Makeup as a child. So.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear makeup as a child?
I fucking asked you if this is what it was about, and you said no.
No, you said if I would let my kids wear makeup as a child.
That was one of the options. Anyways.
So, okay, wait. No, so have you ever worn makeup as a child is my first question.
Yes, is my answer.
Yes?
Yep.
When? How did this go? Tell me the story. Elaborate. Enlighten me.
I love makeup. No, I'm kidding. I was in a play in 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
The Prince of Egypt.
No way.
I was the Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, I could see it.
I wasn't Moses. Which is what that story is based off of. So I wasn't the main character.
Yeah, no, but still.
I was the Prince of Ramses' Egypt. Son, the one who dies.
Mm-hmm.
Technically the prince. But yeah, so I was in that, and I got caked up in makeup. Like, actually, number one, not makeup related. I shaved my head completely bald with a razor because that's what the fucking Egyptians did.
Yeah,
they had,
yeah.
Shaved heads. So me and a couple of the other cast members, we all shaved our heads for fun. For fun. For shits and gigs.
Just because. Shits and gigs, yeah.
Shits and gigs. And so I did that. And then makeup. So they're pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt, they're not white.
Yeah.
And so for makeup, they had to make me look dark because I'm a white kid, and they made me look like Garfield.
Like, oh, so you were orange.
I was pretty orange, my dude. I can try and find a photo of this.
We'll put it on the Instagram if he finds it.
Oh, dude, yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fucking look on the Instagram for this photo.
So
Bing Bong _ boys. But I also did the Egyptian like cat eyeliner thing.
Yeah.
Heavy. The worst part about it, I had school the next day after the play.
And it didn't come off.
And it didn't come off.
Ah!
Well, it did, but
it was still, like,
you could tell I had eyeliner on.
Yeah.
So I was a white kid, bald eyeliner, and we went on a field trip. And I was just walking around. It was weird.
Yeah. See, that makes me feel like shit now. I used to let my sister put makeup on me.
Yeah. I never did that.
Just because I was super close with my sister. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I want to hang out with you. Put makeup on me. That's cool.
I'm a pretty little girl. I'm a pretty little princess.
And that's why my dick is so small.
So I never did that with my sisters. I mean, they dressed me up when I was little. We got some stories about that. But never when they were older. They never.
Whoa.
Sorry, guys. My ball dropped.
It's because they're not silky smooth like mine.
Sorry. Not when we were older, they never put makeup on me, but, what was I about to say? I've dated a couple of girls.
Who put makeup on you?
Who put makeup on me. Yeah. And they've always like, let's do makeup, it'd be so much fun. And, you know, my simp ass was like, yeah, anything for head.
Wow.
You know me.
Shit.
Anyways.
Into my next question. How do you feel about like 12-year-olds wearing makeup?
Fine about it.
Well, no.
No, you're not fine.
No,
with it?
like wearing like makeup, like fucking.
Did they put it on themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta caked. Learn.
Caked.
Dude, you telling me you never wore some crazy shit when you were a kid?
No. I wore fucking bro, a flannel and some jorts.
I used to wear plaid on plaid. I didn't. Every I didn't. Day. You I gotta wore, learn.
I wore like a fucking, usually a white t-shirt, a red flannel and some jorts.
So like what you wear today?
No, because I don't wear jorts anymore.
Why not?
Because I think they're fucking weird. On me, at least. I wear basketball shorts and sweats now, but...
Yeah, no, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but like, okay, so I was watching a movie the other day. I think it was a movie. It was either a movie or it was YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there was just like 12-year-old.
I mean, it's definitely like weird. Like, have you seen Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yeah, yeah. That shit's... See, but like that shit makes more sense because they're in a beauty pageant.
Well, I mean, also like kids in a beauty pageant. It's kind of weird. Like little girls that's trying true, to be like, true. Act like older ooh, women. Like, ooh, look at my dance moves.
Yep. Not what you were gonna say.
Yep, it was. That's what I was playing on saying the entire time. Okay. Yo, you seen that new fucking? Well, I think it's been taken off as of recently. But what people were losing their shit about on Netflix?
What?
It was apparently like this movie about these 12-year-old girls learning how to twerk.
That's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but makeup, I'm cool with it. What the fuck, Garrett? It's 2 p.m. Garrett just woke up. Anyways, 12-year-olds, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
See, okay, so I don't have a problem with it until it's like the parents are letting them walk around like fucking... Like they're 19-year-olds going to their day job as a server.
What do you mean?
Like fucking just
let them walk around in public?
No, it's like it's too much makeup. Like I get makeup oh, when okay. you're younger, but like
okay, you know I get that. I agree with that. I'd like, say like
with your kids, you know,
like you know if let's say you're a mom and although you know I have no experience in this, so don't listen to me, I guess. But let's say you are and your daughter's or son. Either one, doesn't matter, is like caked up in some real bad makeup. Just be like, hey, here's, you know, I've been doing makeup for many
See,
years.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's how you do it. Just to do a little bit less, honey. Maybe don't make your cheeks look like apples. I don't know. Right? Don't fucking, you look like a raccoon with all that eyeliner around your eyes. Maybe do a little bit less.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like
so. Maybe a little bit guidance from the parents, but besides that, I have no problem with it.
Well, no, I'm not saying like I have a problem with it. Like fucking,
it is weird. It's kind of yeah. funny, actually. It,
see, but
like I see a kid in public who's like really a lot of makeup. I'm like, fucking idiot.
You go, you don't know yet,
dummy. You're gonna hate these pictures when you're older. Snap.
Puts it on the Bing Bong Boys.
Yeah,
it
becomes a meme.
Yeah, shit.
Makeup and kids. What else did you ask? Have you ever worn makeup? Yeah. Hey, DIY doesn't work fucking... / make sense. Yeah. What do you mean okay. by that?
So, you watch Cody Ko.
I do.
Not even just Cody Ko. You watch fucking YouTube.
I watch the YouTubes.
You know, the do-it-yourself.
Yeah, DIY.
Like the crafts and stuff like that. Have you ever
tried? Oh, you're talking about them? The five-minute craft shit?
Well, not like that. Specifically, sure.
Yeah.
Some of them, I feel like they...
are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, real dumb.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one where it's like, how to make a hot glue gun? And like, in the instructions, you use a hot glue gun to make the hot glue gun.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I see this shit on Facebook all the time, and it's like, like those fucking life hack shits. They're like, oh, yeah, do it yourself. How to make it less hot in the world. Take your fucking shirt off. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fucking thanks.
I love the ones that make fun of them. It's like, oh, I can't pick up the fucking... milk in my bowl of cereal because they're using a fork, so they take a hot glue gun, they fill in the fork so that way they can like scoop the milk up. And they're like, yeah, life hack. Super stupid. I agree. I thought when you did this, you meant like doing things yourself doesn't work.
I mean, that's true too.
I built that snowboard by myself.
Yeah, it kind of looks like shit.
Hey, fuck you. I think it looks dope as hell.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree. Those DIY videos, those life hacks, super dumb.
Well, yeah, and there's the fucking, like, I think some of them make sense. Like I've seen some with, like, clothing where they're like, oh, you have an old shirt, cut it in half.
Okay, yeah. Like, how to make, yeah. I, but then like, there's like, one like how to like do shit with belts if it's like if it goes wrong. I have that problem.
But then there's like fucking other things that I'm like, why do you do this?
I don't know. I agree. They're dumb.
Yeah, like, we're going to make instruments out of fucking vegetables. Oh, you're going to make a flute with a carrot. Shut the fuck up. No, I'm not. I'm going to fucking drill a hole in my carrot. No.
I saw that.
Oh, I eat that shit.
You know what else doesn't make sense? You know those shits where they put either ramen noodles or sunflower
seeds? On like a fucking, what is it called?
I saw one in it. Like, they carved out a thing in an eggplant, and they, like, repaired the eggplant, and then they put the eggplant in, like, a chair, and then, like, did it and repaired the chair that way. What the fuck? Dude, I'll show you after this. So weird.
It's like ramen is a good substitute for concrete.
And it's got to be fake.
Absolutely.
This is what my, because no fucking way.
Let's just fucking get a giant fucking dent.
Let's just saw my desk in half.
Just like get a fucking sledgehammer. Boom.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
And fix the whole desk
with ramen.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's just make a desk with ramen.
I think that would be amazing.
That'd be kind of dope, actually.
Would it work, though? Probably not. Maybe. According to those videos, you can make a whole fucking city out of ramen. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I agree. Stupid.
Stupid and dumb. Dumb, stupid, and dumb.
Dummy dumb.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day about art. I'm an artsy dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Artsy-fartsy. Lemon.
Living hearty. No, artsy fartsy, yellow hearty.
Oh, because
you put my name on yellow hearts.
It's a good song. It is a good song.
That our generation's Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. Vincent Van Gogh. Could be alive right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because, like, what I'm thinking about this is, like, Vincent Van Gogh in his day, people were like, yo, your art is shit. Like, it's bad. Like, you got bad. You're not an artist. You're not talented. I ain't going to buy none of your fucking paintings. Fuck you. And then he died, and people were like, yo, wait, shit. This kind of hit different.
It's kind of slapped.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that dude could be alive today. Like,
so do you think
an artist that today were like, yo, your art's really bad.
Do you think it would be the same type of art?
Not as Vincent Van Gogh. It's so unique.
No, I mean, like, do you think it would be like painting, or could it be like a different form of art? Because art could
It could definitely be a different form
of art. Art could be like music.
I could easily see it being music. I could easily see that. Like, some SoundCloud person who's like just making music that they like, and everyone's like, yo, shut the fuck up, you SoundCloud artist.
You SoundCloud bitch.
Exactly. And then, like, when we have kids or I get to that age, I'm not. When we get to that age,
I am
like, yeah,
I want 7 kids.
Nice.
No, but I want like 2.
You want to live in a giant shoe,
dude? I'm gonna live in a giant shoe.
I think I'm gonna live in a giant caboose.
You're gonna be homeless?
Yeah,
just living in a train.
Yeah,
I respect it.
No, but I thought about that, and then that led me to this thought, which I'm sure many people have had.
Yeah.
That the first person who's going to step on Mars is already alive. Isn't that weird?
Do you think that, though?
Yeah. I think we're hella close.
Yeah, we absolutely are. I feel like we were hella close, like,
a couple years ago.
Like, yeah, like, maybe
10. I feel like we should already be on Mars.
I feel like we should be on Mars as well.
But we haven't put enough, like, funding in the space programs.
Yeah, because we're too busy funding Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
But they're not part of the government.
No, it doesn't matter.
Anyways,
we're funding them by buying this stuff.
Yeah, and hopefully Elon Musk goes to Mars, man. I don't know. I just thought about
he
that.
He put a Tesla on Mars, didn't he?
No, he didn't put a Tesla.
No, he sent a Tesla.
Set into space, yeah. I just think that would be super cool. Not even, like, living on Mars. Like, I know
that's a step, yeah.
So far away, but, like, just someone to step foot on Mars.
You think he's going to be missing something as well?
Who?
Like how Armstrong was missing his testicle.
Oh, I don't even know if it's going to be a he, my guy.
Could
be a she.
Do you think this person is going to be missing something?
Yeah, probably their will to live.
I mean, I already lost that.
Hey, yeah, hey.
Hey, are you my will to live? Because I've been looking for you my whole life.
Hey, let's send you up.
Actually, I smoke a lot of menthol, so I can't go into space.
No? Is that an actual thing?
My lungs will freeze.
Oh, my God.
Instantly.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
Bad choices as a kid.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Bad choices as a kid. This is actually meant though right now.
Stop, man. That's like one of my biggest goals, to go into space.
I think that'd be cool.
It's like, I don't know. I would love it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I want to just experience zero G's, but not in like an air. You know those airplanes like down, so you're like, oh, zero G's.
Zero G's.
No. I want to be in like zero G's. And be able to breathe, because I know you can also be like experience zero G's in water, right? Because that's what they test astronauts in.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So like, I want to be in space is what I'm saying. And experience that. I think that'd be so
cool. I think that'd be cool.
Like
too.
Going so high up that you just like turn weightless.
Fuck, that'd be dope.
It'd be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
I won't.
Sucks. But
then again, I do miss out on a lot of stuff because of my bad choices.
Hey, man. So yeah, that's where my brain was.
I think that's kind of cool, though.
I think it's really cool. Yeah.
Fucking, what if you're the first man on Mars? Yo, what if Elon Musk's already been to Mars?
All I know is that I got a wet-ass skeleton. Listen to this shit. I came up with this idea last night.
Yeah.
When I was half awake.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I thought this was the funniest thing in the entire world.
Okay.
But I was thinking, and it will be harder today than it ever would be. Oh, actually, I remember why I thought of it. I saw a post that was like, yo, how can we believe that it's Wednesday? We just trust that someone like kept track of it, right? It was like some tweet like that. That's kind of like, wow, that's crazy to think about. But then it got me thinking. Do you think we could convince enough people that it was a different day? And to do this, I know it's hard because we have technology. And people look up the dates on their phone, right? So we would have to somehow change that system or corrupt internal clocks in phones, which would be, I think, impossible.
Well, you can change the date and time in your phone.
I know, but we'd have to do it to enough people all at the same time. Like in the morning, before anyone's woken up, we'd have to change so many people's dates where they would start to believe that it is that day. Like, let's say you're like, you wake up and you're like, oh, my phone says it's the 2nd. I thought it was the 1st today. That's weird. Hey, Gary, what day is today? Because like, I think maybe my phone's broken. He goes, yeah, it's the 2nd. Because you just trust your phone blindly on what day it is.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a crazy ass concept if
you got enough people
and just somehow fucking could change their mind.
So I say we throw a Minecraft party.
Okay. Minecraft.
Well, everybody's asleep.
Why is it a Minecraft party?
I don't know. Why not?
Okay, true. I like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While everybody's asleep,
mm-hmm.
We get in their phones
and we change
the date. We'd have to do it like on the TV.
Oh,
can you can change the date on the TV?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's like other, this is where the problem is, because I think a lot of the time and stuff is based off of like satellites, right?
Yeah.
Like I think the TV is. Maybe.
No, but I feel like you could change that, because like I could change on my TV, at least I can change the date.
You could change the day. There's a lot of things, like we would have to cover everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because like if someone found one thing that was like, hey, it's, actually, I don't know. I think if you changed a majority, like you could change the day is what I'm saying. With this whole concept is that you could, if you put the work in, change the day in a small area. I don't think you could do it everywhere.
No.
But like, let's say all of Greeley.
You think you could? Oh my God.
If somehow you're able to get not even like physically hold, but hack into someone's phone. I don't know, man. This is such a crazy ass concept.
That's kind of funny though.
But like, I think you could get a large enough group of people mm-hmm. and change the day.
Damn, that'd be whack as fuck.
That would be so fucking
that'd be
cool,
cool
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you change it either behind or ahead.
Imagine if you changed it behind. No, like, have you seen those fucking...
Like, a group of people could still be living in 2019 before 2020 started.
Yeah, but, like, no, there's this video I saw, and it was, like,
how,
this...
How far back do you think people could push it?
Probably not that far.
Like, let's say we push it back a day.
Yo, what if you got, like...
And then, like, a couple weeks go by, and then we push back another day. And a couple weeks go by, and we push back another day. And then we just keep fucking pushing it back.
That's weird.
Because, I mean, if you do it once, you could probably do it again.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get away with this one time, dude, that would be insane.
So imagine if, like, you just specifically did it on one person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, made them believe that they went back in time. Like, you figured out, like, everything that they did that day. And, like, you, like, for school, for instance. Like, if someone was like,
hey, this project is due. And they're like, hey, I already turned that in.
No. It's like,
what are you thinking?
Like, okay, so you have a sophomore in college.
Okay. I think it would be harder to do on college.
No. But, like. So this is like a grand scheme. Like you have enough money to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
You get all their teachers to just be like, yeah, we're going to pretend like it's a year before. So like you would have like this would be
a whole last year. You think you just
No. I'm just saying if you did that on one person specifically and you got their teachers involved and stuff like that. So they go
like
to
everyone in their life involved.
They go to their sophomore class. The teacher's like, that's weird. You're not in this class. And they're like, yo, I literally saw you yesterday. They're like, I don't think you did, buddy. Like,
hey, last time I saw you was like a year ago.
No. Like you pushed them a year back. So like they would go back to their freshman year.
You would treat them like they were a freshman.
Yeah. Like, so like their sophomore teacher's like, you're not in this class. It says here you're a freshman. And they're like, yo, that's fucking weird.
Like friends they'd known for a whole year, they'd act like they're meeting for the first time.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think we could break a person like
No doubt.
You could break them mentally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy, if that ever happened to me, I would lose it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, speaking of fucking losing your mind. So I saw this picture or this video on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, and this guy, like, there's this place in London,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the most like soundproof room ever. Like, there's
and you can
no
hear
sound.
His blood.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like this man slowly started like
losing
his shit.
Yep.
Like started seeing shit in the room, started hearing other shit in the room. Room was completely soundproof.
Jesus, I would
like,
hate that.
I would start to freak out,
dude. And
like just thinking about I going like into that makes me panic.
Your thoughts would be so loud, and like just you breathing would be so fucking loud, and you would just start to think about it. It would be crazy.
But like being able to,
they
like,
say that like you could hear the blood rushing
yeah,
in your veins
yeah.
and shit.
You could feel his like blood circulating, his heart beating, dude.
Oh, don't like it.
But like imagine you're like sitting in this room, it's pitch black,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like completely silent, and you can just hear your like, you can just hear the. And, like, to the extent where, like, you can hear your fucking blood moving around. And you can, like, feel your breath. You can fucking... Oh, that makes me so uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable, too.
Just absolutely silent. You can't hear anything.
I think
I feel like I'd start talking to myself to make up for the
silence.
I feel
like talking to yourself would be too loud. I feel like if you can hear your heartbeat, and I'd be like, wow, that's weird. I feel like that, just, like, saying that would be, like, too loud for me. Like all my senses would just be fucked.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You'd start smelling shit.
Like you think my senses would be heightened?
Yeah. Like if it's pitch black, you can't see.
Can't see anything, and you hear everything. I don't know. I feel like because you're hearing a lot more, I feel like your other senses.
Do you think you would leave that room and your hearing would still be good?
I think it would go back to normal as soon as you left.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't think it would be like overwhelmingly loud?
Actually, it might.
You'd walk like, out and be like,
exactly. Like some fucking face. God damn it. Yeah, no, I don't think it would be. I don't know. Have you ever seen those sensory deprivation tanks?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do one of those where you like float in the water in the pitch dark. Because apparently you see shit.
Apparently. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted to do one.
Ooh-wee.
I think we're going to end it on that note.
Yeah?
Yep. I think that's a good note to end on. I think we get the people thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking about stuff.
Guys, remember the rules of being a simp?
Don't look at girls.
Don't talk to girls.
Don't eat boneless chicken wings.
I forgot the other one.
Fucking warm milk.
Warm milk, yeah.
Gross. Ew.
Ew.
Remember those. Get those tattooed.
Yeah. Hey.
Don't do it.
I'm going to get a tattoo today, don't guys. Do it. It's going to be
don't,
that.
Don't. Please don't get that. Anyways, go check out Instagram. Bing_bong_boys.
I believe so.
That is it. Go check it out. Hopefully I can get that Egyptian makeup photo on there. Go check out the YouTube, Bing Bong. We got one video. Hopefully more to come.
Honestly, YouTube, we don't even have to just upload. If you guys have funny stuff that you want us to do and record, we'll do
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking about that. Just fucking...
just vlog it.
Vlogging?
Let's start a vlog, dude.
I don't know about that one, big guy.
I'm totally just kidding. Our life
anyways.
Is that interesting?
have a good one.
Thanks for listening. Bing bong.